Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
I thought I heard the old man say, leave her, Johnny, leave her. Tomorrow ye will get your pay, and it's time for us to leave.
Hello, and welcome back to Musicals with Cheese AI Dungeon. We're back at you. We got an actually really good response from our last two episodes on the Willy Wonka and the Benny from Rent mystery.
I feel like they were both pretty solid adventures.
I mean, they were fun. They were very, very fun. I think Willy Wonka was a lot stranger, though. A lot more our style. it'll be hard to top Dear I Am Connor Hansen. But Andrew, who are you going to be today?
Oh, we're doing Harold Hill. I'm gonna be selling a boys band.
Yes, but where are we gonna be? Are we gonna be in a fantasy, a mystery, zombies, apocalyptic, cyberpunk?
Oh, an apocalyptic boys band. That would be funny.
Let's go.
It's like a town like barely surviving, and he's like, you know what you guys need? A boys band.
I'm into it. All right, so are we a survivor, a soldier, a courier? Courier?
I mean, I feel like we're a courier.
Salesman.
We're spreading. Yeah, we're a salesman.
Oh, are you not going to let me have that? I'm just going to make it a survivor then. Professor Harold Hill. All right, are we ready?
All right.
In the
generating
apocalypse.
A story. Read this very dramatically.
You are Professor Harold Hill, a survivor trying to survive in a post-apocalyptic world by scavenging among the ruins of what is left. You have a backpack and a canteen. Well, we got to change backpack to suitcase.
I feel like this is already kind of like, I can see it. He's like, I'm sick of trying to survive. I'm just going to scam these fucks.
You have a suitcase and a canteen. You haven't eaten in 2 days and you're desperately searching for food. You enter a rundown. You enter a rundown building and find it ransacked and empty. Then you try to find something in the corner, a rusted box wrapped in a tarp. It's heavy. What do you think? I think we should keep this.
It's like a horn or something, and it gives them the idea.
Okay, all right. So so you open the box. Inside it, a brass coronet. It sparks an idea.
I think you spelled cornet wrong.
Sure. I'm not getting red lines under it. No, that's right.
Oh, okay. No, it's not.
No, it isn't. It's a different word that all...
means something else.
It's a brass cornet. Sparks an idea. Why not take on the old, what would you call it? Scam. The boy band idea. The boys band idea. How's that?
It's an idea that he's had for a while. He's been running it around, but now he's got the means.
He's had for a while. But now he finally has the means.
The AI is going to completely shit itself.
You quickly find a piano in the corner of the courtyard and set up. You write out a few notes and find a trombone and some old but sturdy clarinets. Oh, they are following! They are following our story!
Oh, shit. Okay. So we got to gather up the instruments and head to a town so we can...
Yes.
Or I guess in the apocalypse, it'd be more like a settlement.
Why don't we... Know? Well, would he go into the town he's currently in and say, hey, we got all these instruments I could sell you?
Yeah, I mean, he's already in a town, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we go to the town center and find the other survivors? And
Harold
we have
Hill
all these instruments.
Looks at his masterpiece and now heads for the town to see who he can con. You, Harold Hill, looks at his masterpiece, and now he heads to the town to see who he can con. You head out toward the town, your canteen slung over your shoulder and the brass instrument under your arm. You're excited. The first note you play sparks instant recommendation. What do you say? What do you do?
What do we do? Why don't we just go to the town center and get up on... Well, no. We need to find the problem with their town. Like, what are we trying to solve?
Well, I think starvation.
Starvation?
I think we know what the problem is. The apocalypse. Mm.
Okay.
I think we should just call out to them. Stand in the center stage and say...
Okay. So go to the town center, play a little bit of your cornet,
tooting your horn, cornet,
and then tell them that we have the solution.
You call out, ladies and gentlemen, I have the solution to all of your problems. Please gather round to hear.
All right, what do we got? AI, the AI is not fighting us on this one, which is very strange.
Let's change this. Because that
I love how sometimes it just switches who is playing.
To hear you speak. There we are. The townspeople exit their house to hear you speak. Come on, you gonna change? All right, what do we say? I can deal with the trouble, friends, with the wave of my hand, this very hand. Please observe me, if you will. I'm Professor Harold Hill, and I'm here to organize your city's boys band.
He just direct quotes his own movie and goes for it.
Let's see what happens. The crowd goes wild. They applaud and cheer and yell for more. Before you say another word, three men jump up and pull you away from the microphone.
Oh.
What is going to happen?
I honestly don't even know what is going to happen.
What do you do?
Try to fight back. I don't know.
No, I feel like you'd ask questions first.
Yes. Where are you taking me? Ask them where they're taking me. What's the big idea? I love the 50s.
Where are you taking me? Come on, you gotta know your character.
It's like a
character.
No, but it gives the whole adventure a Fallout vibe.
You'll find out soon enough, they say. The men knock you to the ground and tie your hands behind your back. Oh, God. We didn't even do this, Andrew.
Oh, no.
But my boys band.
Yeah, honestly, what do we even do? They're taking us away.
What did you think this is all about? One of the men ask you. I'm in a band, you say. A real band.
Tell him we have to speak to the mayor. Let me speak to the mayor.
Let me speak to the mayor. He'll vouch for me.
He'll vogue for me.
Oh, shit.
This guy.
Not in this town. We don't mess around. One of the men says.
Has this happened before? Have they already been scammed by a boys band before?
No. All right, I'm gonna do some story play here. They knock you out. You wake hours later in a daze. ... Let's see what the AI does.
Okay, I'm into it. Where did they bring us?
You can't quite remember where you are, but you know you're not in a band anymore. You look around and see dozens of people dressed in fancy clothes, all seated in a large auditorium.
Happening. Okay.
You look around.
Can we try to figure out where we are?
Trying to recognize any of the faces.
Why are they in fancy? Did Harold Hill accidentally try to sell to like a cult?
You look around, trying to recognize any of the faces. You recognize none of them, but a lot of people applaud and smile and shout for you to recognize them. You turn around. Behind you are a group of young men in uniform.
This seems more like a story thing, but yeah.
Trombones, baritones, timpanis. Please, did I spell that right? No, I didn't.
Timponies?
Tampons! Fuck it, drums!
You can't carry timpanis, they're real big.
It's in the song, though.
I suppose. Maybe there's like a special marching timpani.
You turn around behind you, a group of young men in uniform carrying trombones, drums, and brass bassoons. In your hand is, what are those things? A baton.
Oh no. So he's already got the boy band? What happened?
You clear your throat and try to speak, but the only sound that comes out of you is a squeak. You try again, but the only sound...
No, keep that in.
But the only sound that comes out is a fart.
Kenneth fucking, we didn't even write that. The AI wrote that.
The youngest boy asks, are you all right, Professor Hill?
Is this heaven? Is he dead?
I think so, you squeak. What the heck was that noise? One of the young men asks.
I farted.
That's it?
What else do you say?
I believe I farted.
God fucking damn it.
We're at this point. The boys laugh and you join them. The audience applauds.
Oh my god.
Applauds. You so, lift your
what the fuck happened? What the fuck happened?
And the boys are ready to play their instruments.
Wait, I'm so lost. He got kidnapped by three people, knocked out, wakes up, and the boys' band is behind him, ready to play. This seems like the end. We did it.
Well, Andrew, we can't do that. Oh, okay, we got to read what happens. You begin to toot the trombone. They all start to play Yip Yip Hooray. The audience goes wild. They cheer and cry for more. Suddenly, the world fades away. The boys' faces become skeletal.
Oh, this no.
Was nothing but a pleasant fantasy.
Even the fart.
Even the fart was fake. You wake up in the basement. The three men standing over you with intent to harm.
Oh no.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
All right, where does the AI go with this?
I think I need a break. Maybe a walk in the woods would soothe my nerves, he said. We're not interested in soothing your nerves, one of the men says.
Holy crap.
What happens? What do you do, Andrew?
We got to think quick. Let's look around and see if there's anything we can use to fight.
Look around and see if there's anything I can use to fight. You see a heavy metal door in the wall and a large pipe sticking out of the wall. There's a bucket lying nearby. What do you do?
Are my hands tied?
It doesn't say you're tied.
Okay. I want to try to maybe kick the bucket at them to distract them and grab the pipe to use as a weapon.
Bucket toward the men, then race toward the pipe sticking out of the wall. I brandish it as a weapon.
Okay.
You jam the pipe in their faces, then you slide. Then you slide into the pipe.
This isn't the time. Can we retry? Can we do a redo on that? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Okay. You attempt to use the bucket-like weapon, but the men easily dodge it. Then a voice from behind you yells, hey, watch out. You turn to see a man running forward with a baseball bat. Who is it, Andrew? It's Buddy Heck. What is it? Marcellus Washburn.
Yeah.
Our old friend. He easily handles the two men.
I mean, we help, of course.
There it is. Buddy Hackett coming to save the day.
This actually, that makes a lot of sense.
The other men have clearly set their sights on you, but are thinking more clearly now. Now you, the man in the middle, is a tough challenge. The other two men have already set their sights on you, but thinking more clearly now. You are thinking. What are you thinking?
I just wanted to sell a boy's bed.
Just sell a boy's band. All I can think is, I just wanted to sell a boy's band.
How'd I get into this mess?
The other men continue to aim their weapons at you. You have to do something fast. Marcellus.
We have to work with him. We gotta have Marcellus, and then we'll grab the pipe.
Lends a hand, and he joins you in the fight. Let's just story-wise, we easily dispatch. The two men are killed easily.
Not even a worry. Literally no problems at all. We just fucking kill them.
All three of you lie on the ground panting after killing the two men. But at least Marcellus and they are both out of the way. You feel a little bad about killing the two men, but at least Marcellus and they are both out of the way now.
I think the AI kind of didn't understand.
Let's retry that one.
Okay.
You pull the trigger. Marcellus is standing over you panting. I thought you said you were going to kill me. I did, but I don't want to. I like that.
No, yeah, because like Marcellus, why did he come back for us?
Say, I did, but I don't want to. What do we do? You go with Marcellus.
No, we got to tell him about our boy band idea.
We tell Marcellus all about our boy band idea. He thinks it's pretty neat.
God damn it.
It's not what I wanted for myself, Marcellus says. I used to play for an all-girl band, but I think this is a better way to serve God. You know, spread his love.
Holy shit. Marcellus used to play for an all-girl band. Dude, this is progressive as hell.
Marcellus, I remember when you transitioned.
Wait, I don't know. Jess.
Okay, maybe.
The whole ending there, though, does that imply maybe a transition? Yikes.
Yeah, that's a yikes. I don't like that. Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever floats your boat, Mar.
Let's get back to the city.
Marcellus, you're talking about some weird stuff here.
You decide to enter the city to see if the mayor will listen to your proposal. You walk into the mayor's office and you see the mayor reading a newspaper. He looks up to you and he says, well, I want to say what he says.
What does the mayor say?
Yeah, Andrew, what would he say?
The mayor says, did the mayor send those goons to kill you?
I sent those goons to kill you. Obviously, they failed.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And then we say, well, they were weak.
It'll take a lot more than that to stop my boys' band, Mr. Mayor. The mayor raises an eyebrow and says calmly, you're right, it'll take a lot more. For instance, there are only three of them. Let's retry that.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. Okay.
Well, I'll give them 72 hours to get your band together. I want to see some talent in that band. That sounds like the mayor character we know.
Hell yeah. All right.
Hell yeah.
You just say hell yeah.
You got a deal, sir.
You got a deal, sir.
72 hours for the best band your city's ever seen.
Oh, that is perfect. What the fuck is this shit?
I don't know what kind of band you have, but my people have not been scouring the countryside for talent. We've been to New York City, Chicago, even Tokyo.
Oh, so they have been looking to set up a boys band, and they were threatened by us.
You know we're better than all those cities
Yeah, all the cities combined. All the talent you ever needed is right here in the city. You just haven't seen it, Mr.
All
Mayor.
The talent you need is right here in this city, sir. We're not as big as all those cities, sir. We could be the next big thing. Let's go for it. Marcellus interrupts you from making your case. He says...
Oh, shoot. What does Marcellus say?
Sir... I'm sorry. I cannot lie. I found God. Found Jesus. He's trying to con, to scam these citizens.
Why would Marcellus betray us like this?
Immediately.
Why would Marcellus betray us like this?
Marcellus, you Judas! Sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir. I won't offend you again. You go spread your love of the Lord.
Dude, Marcellus is a weirdo in this.
Marcellus
I'm not into
exits,
it.
And the mayor calls for my arrest. The arrest of Professor Harold Hill. I suppose what? We should get right on that.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Swing your briefcase, or hold on.
Suitcase.
You strangle the mayor to death. You watch the light leave his eyes.
Okay. I see you're just going for the darkness now.
You watch his body become a bluish color, then nothing. A puddle of blood forms around his face as you run out of the building.
All right, let's head to the next city, and we'll try to sell the boys' band there.
Behind you, you... Behind you, as you run, the ever loyal boys band follows, playing the songs you've taught. They do not know of your murderous ways.
I kind of imagine that the boys band isn't real.
City heading for the next one. You leave the city heading for the next one. Behind you as you run, the ever loyal boys band follows, playing the songs you've taught. They do not know of your murderous ways.
I feel like the boys band isn't real, you know?
It's a metaphor. He's... Andrew,
I mean, earlier he was just seeing the boys band.
They know you as their leader.
I think that's the end.
All right,
Harold,
guys.
Harold goes on to kill again, and he will.
Harold goes on to kill again, but the boys.
The boys band plays on.
Will forever play on. Let's see. Come on. I want to see if they wrap it up. You've reached the city of Pittsburgh.
It's fucking over for Pittsburgh. Holy shit.
The last sentence in this story is, you have reached the city of Pittsburgh. 10 out of 10 ending. You ever wonder how it became Shittsburgh?
It's like a horror movie where there's like the ending sting where it's like, it's going to happen again, except for it's just Harold Hill's walking into Pittsburgh. The sign
Harold
goes
Hill's on hand.
The sign shows Pittsburgh and it's the final shot and it just does like a painful zoom in.
Okay, one last thing. The city's going to have a boys band. That is the last words. The city's going to have a boys band. You decide to make your new home here, despite the fact you hate the cold weather. It's a nice place to raise a family, a good place to make music.
Yeah, that's fair. You know what? That's totally fair.
That is a good ending. I am into this. All
Finally,
right, guys.
A happy ending.
Unlike yeah, kind of.
The city of Pittsburgh ending kind of sucked. This little downer.
Yeah, this is still kind of a downer. No exaggeration. It's a downer either way. But what should we do next on the AI dungeon? Let us know. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. And be careful, Pittsburgh. Harold Hill's coming. Bye-bye.
And it's time for us to leave her.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.